أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with another Friday to gather here and do the exercise of remembrance, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of Quran and sending durood salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the month of Ramadan successfully, though we could not achieve the maximum benefit, but alhamdulillah, we tried our best. So now, in last few Fridays, that every khatib is talking about what we have learned and how we can continue what we have learned, practice upon what we have learned. So inshallah, I will summarize all this before we move into other topics in coming Fridays about Hajj, you know, and other Muharram and different things. So the we need to understand what is the goal of Ramadan and how we can keep it continued. The post-Ramadan plan. The post-Ramadan plan. PRP. We call it PRP. So Ramadan is the month of change. The ultimate goal of the month of Ramadan is change. Why? Because everything suddenly gets changed in the month of Ramadan. You know, as soon as we see moon or we hear the announcement from authorities, sometimes we see and sometimes we follow the announcements. And then suddenly we gather for Taraweeh and then we start preparing for Sahari. And then next day is amazing scene in the Masajid. And everything is changed. Our schedule change, our habits change, our lifestyle change completely in the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan, the ultimate goal of the month of Ramadan is change. How it impacts our lives and definitely how we can change our life and move towards improvement. The year which we have spent last year, our next year need to be better and we need to set some goals. So that's actually the ultimate goal of the month of Ramadan. And from the verses we already see, like month of Ramadan is the ultimate goal is to acquire taqwa and to become more grateful. So these are two ultimate goals and we will see how we can follow up on what we have learned inshallah. So starting of a positive change in our lives. So when Ramadan ends, this should be the beginning of a new positive change, whatever we have learned in our lives. And our spiritual level is high in Ramadan. So how we can keep our spiritual level high, that's what we need to learn inshallah today. So first thing which we need to have urge to change ourselves. So if we don't have that urge, if we don't have that passion, if we don't have that motivation, then we cannot change our lives. So the first thing which we need is urge to change our lives. In Surah Ra'ad, Allah says, translation, indeed Allah will not change the condition of people until they change what is in themselves. So this is actually the ayah, inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. amazing, beautiful ayah on self-development. You know, there's a terminology which we call sharpen the saw. You know, if there's a person who is standing, you know, under the tree, and his job is to cut the tree, and he's working hard with the saw, but the tree is not being cut, he is unable to cut the tree. The guy, another guy comes and say, "What are you doing?" He says, "Cutting the tree." But he says, your saw is not sharp. So he says, "I don't have time to sharpen the saw." So what's the point cutting the tree with the saw which is not sharp? And you won't achieve. So the beautiful thing is, what is this tree and what is this analogy? Our lives is a tree. Our lives is one of the tree. And what is the saw here? We are the saw. We need to sharpen ourselves to deal with the trials and difficulties in our lives. So that's the analogy actually. So sharpen the saw means we need to work on self-development. We need to work on our lives improvement. We need to improve our habits. We need to bring the change in our lives so that we can achieve our goals. And this will be like sharpen the saw. Like continuously we need to work on ourselves so that we can face the challenges and difficulties of this life efficiently and properly. So this is the ayah of self-development. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Indeed Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. So we need to change ourselves first. We need to have that urge, motivation. If we perform 4 salah, we need to have motivation to perform 5 salah daily. If we do one good deed, we need to add another good deed. So this is actually the urge. Strive harder and harder. So وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. This is beautiful, another self-development. This ayah is motivating us to work harder and harder in our lives. What is this? And that there is not for man except that good for which he strives. Allah will give you how much we strive. And with the blessing of Allah, Allah gives more actually. We strive a little, Allah gives more. We move forward towards Allah, Allah comes closer to us, faster than us. So Allah will hold our hand and help us to take to our milestone and our objective, inshallah. So we need to work harder and harder. As we know, وَأَلْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah will give whatever we strive for. So if we strive for good, we will get it, inshallah. So this is actually the second thing, the motivation, like starting of a positive change in our life. So these are the two motivational things which we need to carry in our hands when we create a plan for post-Ramadan. Like we completed Ramadan, what is the plan now? The post-Ramadan plan is we need to keep doing what we were doing a few weeks ago in the month of Ramadan. So the first thing, keep up the practice of fasting. What we learn in the month of Ramadan? Fasting. The most important thing which we do in the Ramadan is fasting. So as soon as the Ramadan finish, we need to prepare for more fasting in following months. And I know it is very hard as well. It's very hard for most of us to carry on. But we need to strive. We need to strive harder and harder. So we need to plan to fast on few days in a week, Monday and Thursday. Because Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fast on Monday and Thursday. When he was asked about it, he said, "The works of the servants are presented to Allah on Monday." So this is the Monday, the importance of fasting on Monday. So he want to be fasting when his deeds are presented to Allah. So that's actually the motivation for us. So we need to follow the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to try to fast other than Ramadan as well, inshallah. So second one, formation of good habits. You know, in Ramadan, we stop doing so many things which we normally do. For example, you know, some people watch TV and we avoid. We don't watch so much YouTube in Ramadan. We are watching some motivational, inspirational lectures, which is fine. But different things, movies, dramas, we need to remove those. Because we build that habit in Ramadan, we don't watch those dramas. Then why we start just... And actually, I was listening to some lecture. The scholar was saying, we plan to disobedient Allah on the day of Eid. And even we are finishing Ramadan, we are planning to watch a movie on Eid day. and have a different plans. You know, I'm talking about not generally, not specifically for anybody. But you can see, like, we plan. Some people plan some habits which they used to do before Ramadan because they are not doing for 1 month. They plan for Eid day. So that's actually called, like, the plan to disobedience, which is actually severe sin. We are planning to do bad things on Eid day after Ramadan, which we stop doing in Ramadan for a month because we have an urge. So that's the actually the beautiful thing, formation of the good habits. So that's one thing. Like, nothing is weighted on the scale these than one's good manners. Like, this is the best thing, good manners. We need to achieve, and we need to strive to achieve good manners. So this is the second thing. Punctuality with prayers in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, everybody, all of us, we strive to pray on time. So that's the beautiful thing which we can learn from Ramadan, to take it after Ramadan. And no matter what, where we are at work, we are at school, we are at university, we are everywhere, we need to pray on time. You know, the value of Salah in our lives is like a pillar in a building. You know, everything can move, but pillar cannot move from the building. So let's say we have some appointments. We need to adjust our appointments, not Salah. We need to understand, if we have a meeting for, and same time at Friday prayer, 2 p.m., what we need to do? We need to go for a meeting or we need to go for Salah. So that's actually, we need to request. We need to create the environment, even at workplace. At least we need to tell, okay, can we do a 2:30? Or if you cannot move, then perform second Salah, second Jummah, which we have. So this is very important at workplace. We need to create the legacy for others to come. If we don't tell our workplace, this is Salah, is very important for us, then they will not understand. If we miss Salah and attend the meeting, they know how important Salah is for us. We need to understand. This is very important. So we are the one who need to create the legacy and the environment for our future generation in these countries. It's very important. I remember when I came to Canada, one of my supervisors, when I used to do DVD packing in Syndram, he asked, okay, you came to Canada, forget about Juma. He was Indian. Forget about Salah. Now you are not in Pakistan. I said, okay, this is not your deal. This is my matters. And I used to rush from that company, stop. And my immediate supervisor were very good. He understood he will not miss the Salah. Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, by the blessing of Allah, he let me go. He said, oh, Isa, go. He used to do that. He was Sri Lankan. He was amazing. So we need to tell people what is important for us and what is not important for us. So that's very important. So punctuality with the Salah, charity and donations. We fix our donation and charities for the month of Ramadan. This is, I think, people create some schedules. They check their bank balance in Ramadan to give the zakah as well. So that's perfectly fine. But we need to have that habit of giving donations and charities after Ramadan as well. Because we need that support and we need that actually back reward all the time, continuously. We need that reward continuously. It's not limited to Ramadan. And we need to diversify. We need to diversify our donations and charities. If we donate to one place or one area, then we need to find other avenues of giving donation and supporting those people as well. So there are so many countless avenues which requires your support. Orphans, you know, hungry, poor, everywhere your support is required. So diversify and spread your charity all throughout the years. So that's actually the post-Ramadan task. Fourth, maintain the ties with family and relatives. You know what is the practice which we have learned? We have seen, you know, as soon as Ramadan comes, which is very good, people try to say, please forgive me because of the blessing of Ramadan and because this holy month of Ramadan, Eid is coming, we need to reconcile. Amazing. But this is not yearly process. This is daily process. This is daily process. We need to work on our family management, our ties between relatives and community. All the relationship requires efforts. It's not something which comes out of your, you know, easily. No, no. We need to work harder. We need to create the environment of appreciation. We need to create an environment of love and respect. So what is one thing which helps me personally to have good relationship with my siblings? I keep one of the item of each of them which is amazing. I cannot forget, like good deed with me personally, with me. My elder brother helped me at one occasion. I don't forget that. I keep it always. Whenever I have bad feeling about my brother, I always bring that good memories, and I see, oh my God, how he helped me when I was in hot water, when I was in trouble. He removed me out of trouble. Then suddenly I remove my bad habit, my bad feeling from my heart about that brother. So this is very helpful tip, because nobody can give the return of one's ahsan. You know, ahsan is time sensitive. If someone do a good favor to me right now, because I am in trouble, if my tire is punctured, I cannot return because I have to rush to salah, and he helped me and I was able to make my salah. I cannot help him other day when he's sleeping and his tire is punctured. I can go and help him. No, because it's time sensitive. I didn't help him the way he helped me, because he helped me to achieve something which I was missing at that time. So that's why we need to understand ahsan is time sensitive. It's not something we think, oh, we can return his ahsan as well. No. No one can return anyone the ahsan in their lives, because ahsan is time sensitive. So that's actually the last thing which I want to say. There are a few things which we need to maintain after Ramadan. We are talking about post-Ramadan plan, what we can achieve. I will summarize. We need to keep the practice of fasting. We need to fast a few days of every week, like Monday and Thursday. We talk about formation of good habits which we built in Ramadan. We need to carry those habits. Punctuality with the salah. We talk about salah is the pillar in our lives. We cannot move pillar of the building. Same way, we cannot move the time of salah. So we need to adjust our appointments around the time of the salah. That's very important. Charity and donation. We built amazing habits of donating and giving charity in Ramadan. We need to carry on, and we need to diversify our charity. Maintain ties with families and relatives. This is another thing. Obedient to your parents. All the youth. This is amazing. We need to be obedient to our parents. We need to see when we ignore their commands, their sayings. So we need to be obedient to our parents. And no ill feeling of our Muslim brothers. This is the last but not least. The last thing which we need to do. We need to remove all the bad feeling, ill feeling for our Muslim brothers. If we have, go move forward and ask for forgiveness. Tell him, please forgive me. I did this bad thing and I have this bad feeling. Please forgive me. This is very important to build a beautiful environment and society. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. May Allah give us tawfiq to maintain the habits which we have built in the month of Ramadan. May Allah forgive us in the month of Ramadan and afterwards, and make us from those who build ties between relationships. So may Allah accept all our du'as. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.